You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It's a Wednesday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Andy Kirst is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew Lerner is traveling for the day. Andy, first, thanks so much for taking the time with us today and for filling in for Drew. Can you start out with the Midwest and what our forecast might be for the next week or so, please?
Yeah, we'll have a quiet few more days of weather. We'll see some above normal temperatures continuing. We're watching a large storm system that's going to be developing in the southern plains this weekend. It's going to bring a rather dramatic shift in our weather pattern. By Saturday and Sunday, we'll see some light rain showers spreading across the region. And by Sunday night into Monday, some of that rain may change over to snow. And most of the significant snow should be confined to areas from Iowa into parts of Michigan. We may see a brief change over to some light snow or flurries in central Illinois into central Indiana. But we're not expecting any real significant accumulation right now. But we are still several days away from this event. The forecast track could change by the time we get there.
Will that event track rainfall across Oklahoma and Kansas and some of the hard red winter wheat growing regions or not?
Yes, they should get some precipitation, some rain or snow. We're not expecting it to be heavy enough to make a large impact in a significant portion of the region, but it will be beneficial. They'll take what they can get, but I don't think it's going to change the situation out there.
Does this storm represent a change in real weather patterns that have been impacting the United States weather over the last month or so?
Yes, it might. We are expecting another shot of cooler air later on next week, and there may be some more cooling beyond the middle of the month. We may get away from the persistently warm weather we've been experiencing recently and transition into a more seasonable weather pattern.
Turn your attention to South America. Tell me about the weather patterns there and growing conditions for their corn and soybean and harvesting conditions for the wheat crop.
In Brazil, they're looking at a really good outlook right now. They're going to see a favorable mix of rain and sunshine through the next 2 weeks, and some of the dry pockets that have been persisting in the region have gone away by recent rain, and the couple that are left will be eased by rain during the next couple weeks. So overall in Brazil, we're looking at nearly ideal conditions for crops. It's not quite the same in Argentina. They've been excessively wet for a long period of time now. They're going to see another round of widespread rain today into Thursday. And thereafter, they will see a better rainfall distribution. Once the rain comes to an end Thursday, they'll transition into a more restricted rainfall pattern. The central and southern areas where they've had ongoing flood problems will dry down significantly, but there is a lot of standing water in the region, and it will take some time before they can get back into the fields and start planting again.
All right, Andy, thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Thank you.
Andy Kirst is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City and joins us here on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. He helps wrap it up. Remember that you can always come and visit us online at willag.org. That's willag.org. And if you're looking for a meeting to go to next week, don't forget about the IFAS or Illinois Farm Economic Summit meetings. We'll be in Champaign and Sycamore, Galesburg, Mount Vernon, and Bloomington next week. Walk-ins are always welcome. Complete details at the FarmDoc website, farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. I'm Todd Gleason.